You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day and another week and another month, in fact, because this is the last trading day of July. So to have a look back at the day and maybe a little bit further back as well and also a little bit further forward is Nick Kunzer from Sanlam Private Wealth. What was the mood today, Nick? A little bit subdued probably after what has been a very, very busy 12, 13 days.
Yeah, evening, Lindsay. You're entirely right. You know, coming up to month end, there's normally quite a bit of action going on, but I think just this week alone, with the swings we had out of since the news broke on Sunday morning with regards to the Chinese education shares, and then of course it sort of rolled over into the Chinese tech space as well. And at one point, I think by the close of business today in China this morning, I think it was the worst month for Chinese tech since the start of the coronavirus. So some big moves, some big swings, and also trying to make sense of it for us in South Africa. You know, obviously we're intrinsically linked to the well-beings of China tech through Naspers' holding in Tencent and Prosus' holding in Tencent. So also trying to dissect that. And, we came in this morning, you know, Tencent was down about 5% at one point, finished the session down 2.6. But, you know, that nice big bounce we saw in Naspers and Prosus yesterday sort of tailing off a little bit today. And it leaves a few unanswered questions actually going into next week.
Yeah, it does actually. Many unanswered questions. And indeed, you know, when you have a share price that goes down 8% and 7% and then rallies 7% and then goes up 4.5% the next day. And today, I don't know what it's done, but we'll come to that in a moment. But it smacks of uncertainty. In other words, people positioning themselves. Maybe these are day traders. Maybe these are Robin Hooders. Maybe these are not serious long-term investors. But there's certainly some posturing in Prosus and Naspers, Nick.
Yeah, you get the feeling, Lindsay, that I guess the easy trade is done for now. You know, trying to dissect what we've been absorbing the last few weeks is becoming harder and harder. So the next few months is going to be quite tough, I think. So trying to look at what Naspers and Prosus and realizing what the Chinese tech space is doing. And also this week, there's been some big earnings from the tech space out of the US this week. You know, Amazon came out last night, actually missed expectations, which was a huge surprise.
Yes.
We had a couple of other tech space, Pinterest. They came out last night, missed expectations. Stock is down 20% at the moment. So all of a sudden, like for me, I was waiting for validation that these high-flying tech shares would sort of hit their numbers because the stocks are as expensive as they were since 1999. And I'd have to say the jury's a little bit out. The tech shares have come a little bit light, actually, and which is hence why you're seeing a little bit of a softer close. But not falling on a heap, but there's definitely a bit of a risk-off tone to global markets. But if we finish where we are now in Europe in the next 20 minutes and the US tonight, these world stocks are on course for their 6 months of gains. And bearing in mind also the dollar's sitting near 1 month low. So lots of stuff to absorb at the moment.
Yes, indeed. And we'll talk about commodities in a moment because I'm just looking at the Commodity Research Bureau Index. It's at a level of 235.1. That's the index. It was 112, as I keep on saying, 18 months ago. And this is the highest level it's been since December 2014. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, commodity bears. Let's have a look at the spot prices. Nick, to just give us some background to the next few minutes of us chatting. The Rand, it was in the low 1450s earlier this morning. It is now in the low 1460s. The dollar Rand is 1463. The British pound against the Rand is 2034. The euro Rand is 1735. The euro dollar is 118.65. And the cable, the British pound against the US dollar, is 139.10. The gold price, it's had a pretty good week, actually. It is flirting with going down below 1800, did very briefly, but now it's way above there. It's 1822, which in 24 hours is up $26 an ounce. The platinum price is 1041, which is down 6.5. Palladium, I think, is up 6.5 going against the platinum, but you can confirm that, Nick. Where is it?
Yeah, correct. Up $5 at the moment, 2651 last price.
Okay. The oil price is, what is it doing? Yeah, it's not doing very much, which begs the question, why is the CLB index so high? But anyway, we don't worry about that. West Texas crude is flat, essentially, at $73.48. And Brent crude oil is very slightly higher at $76.23 per barrel. The US 10-year bond yield, 123, we'll call it, 1.23% for the 10-year. S&P futures, are down just over 0.5% to 4,387. The South African 10-year bond yield is 8.825, not a bad performance at all, obviously in line with the Rand. 8.825% for a 10-year bond in South Africa, and that's just very slightly higher or lower when it comes to the yield. Nasdaq futures, which have been in focus because of what happened with Amazon last night, they were down about 1.5% at one stage. They're now only down 0.8%. What happened on the exchange today? Were any stocks, I mean, I'm going to give you my stocks in a moment, but anything that you saw which was on the Kunza radar?
Well, I mean, all eyes obviously on Naspers and Prosus. The whole week, you know, we wake up, and it's been a long time since I've woke up, and the first thing I've looked at is Tencent every morning. Uh-huh. But so Naspers and Prosus, they were, you know, up quite nicely at one point this morning, 1.5%, and there was some news out of some more regulatory issues coming out of the China, the US coming out this afternoon and saying they were going to prevent certain listings of Chinese shares now as well. So that sort of cold war between the trade and the tech seems to be actually hotting up quite a bit. So Naspers and Prosus, I mean, they caught my attention because they actually finished down. Prosus down 1%, and Naspers was a 1.41% loser as well. So can't keep our eyes off that one. And then also, you know, commodity shares off this strong run. You mentioned the CRB index, but commodity shares also catching everyone's attention, and mine in particular. Iron ore this morning down about 6% in China. So big, big moves in that. Seems to be a little bit of steam coming off the sort of commodity sector at the moment. And that's ahead. Obviously, Lindsay, it might be a bit of a buy the rumor, sell the news, because we just got all the news out of Anglos and Billitons and their record special dividends and the Platt shares as well. So seems to be a little bit of that playing part too.
Nampak came out with a voluntary trading update for the 9 months, ended the 30th of June. And on my screen, I've got Nampak up 14.2%. What happened there?
Yeah, it's a great run company. We have couple of investors within Sunland that own shares in it, and at one point the share was trading at 54 cents. Yes. That was less than a year ago, and it's now R2.78, up 40% year to date. But market cap, it's still reasonably small in the scheme of things. I mean, it's just a 1.6 billion rand market cap, but this is quite a good play on SA Inc, and I think David's spoken about this one as well. But yeah, I mean, they came out with a bit of a trading update earlier on, and they're talking about sort of an increase in revenue, and the word they mentioned was significant improvements in operating results. They mentioned that a few times, it's significant. Well, I think 1, 2, 3 times mentioned in their statement. Yes. So yeah, solid trading update, and share price responding in kind.
Goldfields came out with a trading statement as well. Share price down about 1.3%. MTN came out with two of its affiliates numbers. One was Ghana and one was Nigeria today. You like this one, don't you?
I like it because it kind of just does what it does. There's no surprises with the business. It's constantly, year after year, mentioned as one of the most recognizable brands on the African continent. I think Coca-Cola, Nike, or one or two others in the top five. But MTN's always there. It's always near the top. I think they've got a great brand. They've got a good business. And recently, talking about investing in the fintech space. And I think they're doing really, really interesting things. I just wish they would sort out their mess in Nigeria, which is always overhanging them a bit. But I mean, this share, Lindsay, was $40 a year or so ago. It's, you know, it's well over 100 rand, 100 and we're close to there,
105.47
at the moment.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
47, yeah. So I mean, it's still, I do like the share. It's not cheap, but I think it's one of those ones that are just solid business.
Okay, let's have a look at the top five major moves according to my screen, which should be updated now. If I just refresh it at the moment, I don't think the volume is going to be particularly glamorous today. I would estimate probably 20.5 billion, something like that, but you'll confirm or deny that in a moment. On the upside, I've got CAP up 2.25%, Bidvest up 1.6%, Absa Group up 1.4%, and the aforementioned MTN up 1.3%. Harmony on the downside, 3.4%, and Hammerson is a 3.2% loser. Motus has lost 2.9%. Investec Limited, 2.2% in the red. And Anglo American PLC, after a really, really good week, really good numbers and really good rallies, has suddenly taken a bit of a breather, and that is down 2.2%. What else, Nick? Anything else?
Yeah, mixed bags are downside. I mean, City Lodge, which has had quite a strong run the last week or so, was under four rand, went as high as 4 rand 20s during the week. It's back at $4. That was down 4% today. And a couple of the hospitality shares, which I don't know, it's a bit of a head scratch because we've just opened up this week, and Mr. Ramaphosa allowing the access to interprovincial travel in South Africa, as well as the selling of alcohol and the ability to serve alcohol at mealtimes as well. So surprising to see Sun International down 5.15% and City Lodge on 4.08%. So I'm not quite sure why that happened, but they did catch my eye.
Okay. In that case, at the end of what has been not just a long week, but also a long 2 weeks and also a long month, give us the closing JSE indices, if you would.
Yeah, of course. So we've got the JSE All Share finishing the end of this month and the end of the session and the end of the week down 594 points, 0.85%, closing out at 68,970. Top 40 Companies Index was a 0.86% loser, 540 points lower, 62,852. And if we look at individual indices, it was quite a mixed bag. On the upside, industrials up 0.46%, financials up 0.27%, consumer cyclicals, which is marginally higher, and leading us lower today were healthcare down 0.42%, tech shares down 1.01%, basic materials were 0.78% loser, and energy shares down 1.87%. Interesting enough, just before the auction, we were sitting at 14 billion rand value traded.
Yeah.
By the time the auction shut, we actually got to 27.995.
You can't be serious. So it nearly doubled.
Nearly doubled in a matter of minutes.
And what was the doubling due to? I mean, end of month.
Customers and process.
Book squaring? What was it really?
Well, Nuspers and Process made up a large chunk of that, but yeah, end of a quite a torrid month, but massive, big volume the last day, so I'm not quite sure how to read into it, but yeah, we look forward to another week next week.
Yes, we do. Just give us the live Wall Street, if you would.
Yeah, of course. So we got, at the moment, we've got the S&P futures are down 0.44. It's under 4,400 on that front month future now. It's 4,392. That is a 19 points lower, or point, as I said, 0.4% down. Looking at the Dow Jones Industrial, that future now back under 35,000, of which we once saw the headlines a few days ago. We're down 0.25% at the moment on the Dow Jones. And NASDAQ, which has been the center of a lot of attention, well off the lows, as Lindsay said, 14,943, under 15,000 on the front month future, 0.63% lower at the moment.
Okay, before you go, I have to apologize for two things, because I won't speak to you again, certainly not on this podcast site. I want to say sorry for losing the series, the Lions against the Springboks. You know, I'm really sorry that after all the rubbish from Rassie Erasmus, it hasn't spooked the British and Irish Lions at all. So I'm sorry about you losing the series, and I'm also sorry about Lewis Hamilton winning the Hungary Grand Prix, the Formula One Grand Prix on Sunday against your favourite Max Verstappen.
Do you actually want to end this podcast on that note?
I'd like to say sorry on both of those counts. Okay, so accept my apology with good grace, if you would.
I will. But did you see that SA swimmer this morning?
I heard about the SA swimmer. So is that your first? That's South Africa's first medal, right?
Yeah, it's just, you know, we do tend to produce some pretty good swimmers for whatever reason. Maybe it's because we're all brought up around swimming pools in the ocean. But
yes.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, 400 meters, new world record as well. I mean,
brilliant.
Absolutely blowed out the water. Yeah, and it was a nice sort of a first medal for us. So a long way to go to catch up to everyone else, but nevertheless, we're off the crease now. We're out the blocks.
Very good. Congratulations. Have a great weekend, Nick. Thanks for all your contributions this week, and we'll speak again on Monday. That's Nick Kunze from Sandland Private Wealth, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.